You guys, I am so excited. My new course on behavior, the Practical Behavior Approach, is officially done and ready to go. Enrollment is only open until April 30th. And if you are someone who is supporting a child with frequent challenging behaviors, listen in because this course is for you. This course was designed for any teacher, special ed or gen ed, clinician or parent working with a child with frequent negative behaviors. This course is going to prepare you with a comprehensive toolbox. You're going to have all the tools you need to prevent problem behaviors, respond when problem behaviors happen, and to build those missing skills. We go in depth into why behavior happens, looking at contributing factors like diagnosis, trauma, anxiety, and sensory needs. This is truly a cohesive course where strategies are rooted in the science of applied behavior analysis, but also rooted in trauma-informed practices. So you're going to have both perspectives to develop this really robust framework of strategies that is truly going to be effective. So if you are feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, or out of answers on how to support your kids, click on the link in the show notes and learn a little bit more about this course and how the training and all of the downloads and tools are going to really help support you on this journey to helping your child be successful. I can't fully express how excited I am to get this course in your hands. Click on the link in show notes. Let me know if you have any questions. And when you get started, let me know how it goes. Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism. We are back at the Autism Helper Podcast with the last few episodes in our summer series where we are sharing hot takes, some surprising or unexpected opinions that maybe have a little shift in mindset that goes along with it. So for today's hot take, this focuses on your paraprofessionals or your instructional aides in your classroom. Your paraprofessionals are teachers and they should be providing instruction. You should be treating your paraprofessionals as educators in the classroom. If you are only using your paraprofessionals for redoing task bins and taking kids to specials and toileting, guess what? Your paras are really bored, first of all. But second of all, you are really, really missing out on the opportunity to provide more instructional minutes. The reason those paras are in your class is because the needs of your students deem that there needs to be more adults in that classroom, more adults to provide instruction. When you can train your team to provide instruction just like you would, you are really replicating yourself. That's the goal. That's the goal in staff training, is to really replicate yourself, right? So there's multiple teachers providing instruction in the same way. I mean, imagine how much more you would get done. If you could clone yourself, if there were three of you, think of that, how much instruction you would get done. That's the goal you want to have with your paraprofessionals. That's why you have to invest in the time to train your team. Now you're like, Sasha, how can I get that? Yes, that would be great if my paras could provide instruction, but how could I get that? That's not going to be a magic wand. That's not going to happen overnight. That will happen through staff training. When I was a young teacher, I really struggled with staff training. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about talking about it now. And it's a key component of our membership. Every single month in the professional member development membership, we talk about staff training, because this was one of the hardest parts of my job, along with handling challenging behavior, which then I became a BCBA. So I was like, I need to know how to handle these two really hard parts of my job. And the staff training was really overwhelming for me. I was not prepared at all as a 22-year-old to tell other adults what to do, and to tell other adults what to do who were way older than me and had been in the classroom way longer than me. I've told this story before, but my first year teaching, one of the paraprofessionals in my class, like the fourth week of school, in a very like hostile tone, said to me, you know, I want to sit down with you and talk about your philosophy on behavior management. And I was like, cool. When I figure that out, I'll let you know. I don't know. I'm 22 years old. I'm just literally treading water right now. Like, how am I supposed to train people on things that I don't really know yet, right?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Once you get your bearings and once you start to establish what has to happen in the classroom, that it's not over. You have to train your team. And as a young teacher, I also really thought the staff training piece was very overwhelming for me because I also thought that every minute that students were in my room, I had to be student facing. So bell to bell, I had to be with a student at all times. And that made staff training really hard because my paras were not paid to stay after school. So when was I going to teach them? And when was I going to work with them? Because I had to be facing a student at all times. And once I let go of that, and once I kind of removed the idea that I was taking instructional time away from my students by sitting with my staff during the school day, I was able to really, really have major gains in how our team worked collaboratively. Because my thought of I need to be bell to bell, you know, with students was if I wasn't sitting with a student, they were missing out. I was taking away their instructional time. But I had an important shift in mindset that instead of taking away instructional time, I looked at it, I'm giving them more instructional minutes in the long run. Because if I sit with this paraprofessional for 2 weeks during her guided reading center and teach her how to run guided reading, now these students that are in her guided reading group are going to know and have the appropriate instruction for guided reading the rest of the year. If I spend time teaching someone how to run independent work the right way, students are now going to have more gains in their independent skills when they're at this station. So it's really investing in that student. And when you have paraprofessionals year after year, those investments get better and better because now you have multiple years where these staff members know how to work as an educator. I also think from my experience that when paraprofessionals are given a real meaningful role, providing instruction, that really gets the buy-in, that gets the consistency, that gets the excitement. I had a paraprofessional that I worked with for a while when she was new to me. People were like, oh, you're not going to like her. She's real lazy. You know how everyone like gossips in schools. And I was like, all right, well, let's see. And if you would have told me that like 3 years later, I would have like fell on the floor because she was my data queen. This woman took more data than like I ever could in a day. And I realized that this conception, you know, misconception of her being lazy was that she really wasn't given ever real responsibility. So I think she was really bored. And once she was given a role of providing instruction, she was like addicted to it. She loved teaching and she loved taking the data because she loved seeing the progress. She loved when kids hit that mastery criteria because she knew that it was her work and her teaching that did that. So it created that buy-in. It created that team mentality, and we were able to collaborate. So your paraprofessionals should be working as teachers, and staff training is the way to get you there.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.